The international scouting movement celebrated its 100th birthday on Wednesday, and Czechs, along with scouts from around 200 other countries, have been taking part in the festivities. There are now more than 45,000 scouts in the Czech Republic, a far cry from the 13 that attended the first Czech scout camp back in 1912. The rise in membership is impressive, but it's been a bumpy ride for the Czech scouting movement over its first 100 years. With a brief history of scouting in the Czech Republic, here's Rosie Johnston.
Scouting in the Czech Republic has had a rather turbulent past. In the last 100 years, it's been outlawed here on no less than two occasions. Jiří Navratil has been involved in the Czech scouting movement for the last 70 years. He's been the chairman of the Czech Scouting Association three times. He told me a bit about the organisation's rocky past.
In this century, we were allowed to make scouting here in Czech Republic only half of this time, because all these terroristic regimes which were here, Nazis and communists, hate scouting. They hate scouting because of effort, because it's a so-called spiritual dimension, which is very important in scouting, and because we are a democratic organization.
During communism, scouting went underground in what was then Czechoslovakia. Jan Žáček from the Scouting Association explains how scouting survived.
So, at the communism time, the most of the scouts were running under some different organizations, like touristic organization, or also some of them in pioneer organization. But in effect, they didn't change their program. The people were doing the same program, but it was illegal. They used the symbols and the methods of scouting, but it was not official.
When I asked veteran scouter Jiří Navratil about how the movement had changed over the years he'd been involved, he said the basic tenets had remained the same. But, he said, the movement had internationalised. Mr. Navratil thinks that scouting's problems too are international.
It is pity in Czech Republic, it is in Europe too, that our Czech boys and Czech girls are a little lazy. You see, they are always trying to sit and to play virtual games, but they have the possibility here to play a game which is not virtual, which is a real one. They can make their own achievements, and that's very important for the boys and girls even today, and I hope they will follow this invitation.
If they do, then they'll sit alongside the likes of George Bush, Bill Gates and Tony Blair, who all started out as Boy Scouts. But what about the Czech scouting movement? Has it produced many famous scouts? Here's Jan Žáček.
We have a lot of famous Czechs. For example, our ex-president Václav Havel was a scout, the regisseur Jiří Menzel, or Miloš Forman, they all have been scouts.
With Czech scout membership at an all-time high, the future looks bright for scouting's next century, too, here in the Czech Republic.